How would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny and his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are, Rudolph?
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food.
He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are, Rudy?
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. Can't write his name or read a book.
To fool the people is his only
thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you might grow up to be a fish. Kind of jumped up slippery fish, and all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few,
so you see it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Kraft Music Hall, friends, beamed to the battle stations of the world.
Yes, friends, and at 65 of those battle stations this evening, the men of all of our fighting forces are seeing the first Fighting Front premiere, a screening of Bing's new Paramount picture, Going My Way. Wonderful, isn't it, Marilyn?
Marvelous. Just think, soldiers all over the world will see that picture before we do.
Sort of a postgraduate boot camp, I think.
Well, it certainly is the answer to those people who've complained that our fighting forces are only being sent old films.
Who said that?
They did say that.
Did they?
Just think, soldiers all over the world seeing a world premiere of a picture before even Hollywood sees it.
Well, I take it, Ken, that the plan meets with your approval.
It sure does. And you know, being the way those boys down the Pacific are moving ahead, they're going to have to see the picture on the run.
You know, it might look better that way.
I wish I could be there in the South Pacific when they show it.
Oh, no, that might wreck the whole deal.
Why?
How could the guys watch Going My Way when they'd be looking your way?
Anybody going my way?
Travel ain't that tough.
Look, Bob, better put away the brush, yeah, or you may be sorry.
I'll take a chance.
Yeah? My cousin Mo and I are now producing pictures.
This may bring back the magic lantern.
Don't say things like that. Say, we'd like to know if Paramount will lend you to us for a picture.
Well, frankly, Yuki, I think it's unlikely. Mm-hmm. You see, Paramount loaned Bob Hope out a couple of times, and they had very bad luck.
What happened?
Got the kid back.
Well, you'll want to work in our picture after I tell you about the leading lady.
Who are you using?
Well, we couldn't make up our minds who we wanted for the girl.
Uh-huh.
Hedy Lamarr, Lana Turner, or Ann Sheridan.
Well, who'd you finally settle on?
Marjorie Main.
What happened to Cass Daly?
Oh!
She's unavailable.
Unavailable?
Yeah.
She's on with Bob Burns. Mm-hmm. Have you got any stories in mind?
Well, frankly, we thought we might film the story of your life if we could get it for a couple of bucks.
A couple of bucks?
Yeah.
Case this character on the right chalk. A couple of bucks. Broadway producers, young man, are asking $3 million for the screen rights to The Voice of the Turtle.
Yeah, but the title's got a much better voice. Oh.
Now, who besides Bing do you definitely plan on using, Yuki?
Well, everybody here in the Kraft Music Hall. For example, Miss Maxwell for the love scene.
Well, before I'll be in at Yuki, I'd like to have a look at the lines I have.
Well, believe me, Miss Maxwell, the only reason I'm asking you to be in it is because of the lines you have.
Well, what kind of a part is it?
Well, you see, you're a movie star touring army camps. We have about 100 bit players taking the parts of soldiers, and you kiss them all.
Ain't nobody here but us bit players.
No. A friend of mine like you should have the leading part.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want to impose on friendship.
Well, I want you to know I'm not sore at you for the way you treated me. That's why I want you to have the leading part.
Oh, forget it.
Well, let me put it another way. We can't make the picture unless you put up the money.
I see. Frankly, I don't think Paramount would want me to compete with him.
Well, listen, Bing, don't boot this opportunity Mo and me are offering you. After all, Paramount hasn't done exactly right by you.
Oh, it's getting around, huh?
Yeah, well, look at the facts. Right, they have you make a picture with Bob Hope. He tells jokes much better than you can.
That's all the jokes.
And then they have you make a picture with Fred Astaire, who dances much better than you can.
True.
First thing you know, they'll have you making a picture with Sinatra.
I can dance better than that boy.
Well, let's see you, huh?
Well, a little later. I'll put my plates on. Get the rosin ready. In the meantime, stand aside now, please, while La Max and I have ourselves a bit of a buggy ride.
Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out in the Surrey with the fringe on top.
Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when you drive them high, step and strutter. Nosy pokes will peep through their shutters and their eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery is brown, the dashboard's genuine leather.
She's got eyes and glass curtains that can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights winking in the blinking. Take no time to recall the thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I'd care to swap for that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top. Did you know the fringe was made of silk?
Wouldn't have no other kind but silk. Of snow white horses.
One's like snow, but the other's more like milk.
I can see the stars getting blurry when we drive back home in the Surrey. Driving slowly home in the Surrey with a fringe on top.
I can feel the day getting older, feel a sleepy head on my shoulder, nodding, drooping close to my shoulder, till it falls, kerplop.
The wind will whistle as we rattle along, the cows will moo in the clover.
The river will ripple a whispered song, and whisper it over and over. Don't you wish you'd go on forever?
Forever.
Don't you wish you'd go on forever? Don't you wish you'd go on forever and you'd never stop
in that shiny little Surrey with a fringe on the
So much for that happy ride in the Surrey with La Belle Maryland. But before fetching up with the charioteers, we turn now to matters a little more businesslike.
Recently, we talked to hundreds of homemakers about macaroni. We said, how do your folks like it fixed? And 9 out of 10 of those women said, with cheese. And there you have one of the reasons for the great popularity of Kraft Dinner. For one package of Kraft Dinner gives you both ingredients for quick-made macaroni and cheese. There's special macaroni that cooks fluffy tender in just 7 minutes by the clock. And there's a packet of Golden Kraft grated, too, so you whisk in the good cheese flavor in a jiffy. A satisfying, point-thrifty main dish for four folks. good macaroni and cheese, ready in a hurry. Try it soon. Ask your food dealer for a couple of packages so that your pantry shelf will be ready for quick meals with Kraft Dinner.
A toddle a dip dip. A grattle a grot grot. She wailed a fan, diggle a dran, biddy daddy. It could happen to you. A grattle a dip dip.
Never touch the stuff.
A grattle a grot grot. She muggle a woo, huggle a too, biddy daddy. It could happen to you.
Tell me, brother.
Now what is a drip-drip?
I had a hunch you'd be asking. And maybe a bottle, you dottle a bottle, and don't know what it means.
It is simply new slang.
Meaning I met a gal and she's right on the beam.
I
dottle
a drip-drip.
Here they go again.
I dottle a god-god. She whittled a brand, diggled a brand, biddy daddy. Just wait till it happens to you.
You droddle a loddle and don't even know what it means. It's simply new slang, which meaning
I met a gal and she's right on the beam. I droddle a dip dip, I droddle a dip dip. I grattle a grot grot, I grattle a grot grot. She whittle a friend, tingle a friend. Wait until it happens to you.
You hear me talking.
Wait until it happens to you.
No brighter star has flashed across the cinema horizon recently than Mr. Sonny Tufts. First seen in Paramount's fine picture, So Proudly We Hail, and an immediate public hit, Sonny Tufts' next vehicle for the Paramount people will be a two-place job called I Love a Soldier, in which he is teamed with none other than Miss Paulette Goddard. Not a bad teammate, Sonny.
Yeah, but you see, Paulette's a little different from most teammates. She never shows up.
Where?
In the locker room.
Well, look, when you decided to become an actor, Sonny, did you have your heart set on playing opposite glamour girls like Paulette Goddard?
Well, after all, I'm normal.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I guess I just naturally turned to acting.
Oh, family tradition?
No.
Well, then why'd you turn naturally to acting?
I hate working.
I'll move over.
Do you find it helps you a lot in pictures to have a cute and distinctive name like Sonny Sonny?
Well, maybe, but, gee, I hate nicknames.
Yeah, me too. Let's stick to real given names, eh, boy?
Yeah. What's yours?
Harry Lilith Crosby, Jr. What's yours?
Bowen Charlton Tufts the Third.
Hi, Sonny.
Hi, Bing.
Is it true, Sonny, that you come from a family of Boston bankers?
That's right.
Sure lucky you were Bowen Charlton Tufts the Third instead of the Fourth.
Why?
Boy, you'd have been out of the money.
Well, you see, I was anyway. The family didn't exactly like the way I did things. For instance, all the men in our family went to Harvard.
I always wanted to meet a Harvard man.
meet my family. They insisted that I go to Yale.
Your family?
No, Harvard.
Foolish school. They lost to fine athletes.
A glee club man, too. I was a boy soprano.
Who wasn't? I heard you were captain of the track team. You know, it's unusual that such a big guy could run fast.
I was a boy soprano.
I see what you mean.
What other things are you interested in, Sonny?
Oh, I don't know. You got any suggestions?
I mean sports.
Oh, well, I kind of ski and I swim a little bit.
Gee, I'll bet you do both of those things well. Did you ever win any trophies?
Yeah, I won a cup once.
For swimming?
No.
Skiing?
No.
For what?
Selling refrigerators.
Selling refrigerators?
Yeah. One time my family thought that I really ought to work, and so I sold refrigerators. I sold so many, they gave me a cup.
Was that all you got for selling refrigerators, a cup?
It was for potato salads.
Say, I tried to sell iceboxes once, but believe me, that was hard work going from door to door with an icebox on my shoulder.
Did you get any sales?
Just a cold shoulder.
You know, that's funny. I think you'd do very well selling ice boxes.
Why?
Because you got such a good pan to put under one.
I'm interested in selling, Sonny. What technique did you use in selling refrigerators from door to door?
Well, no technique exactly. I just sort of rang the bell, and then a pretty girl would answer the door, and then I sort of smile at her, and then I'd... she'd sort of smile at me, and then I'd smile again, and then pretty soon, a refrigerator.
Sounds like interesting work, huh?
Yeah, it is, except... See, I'm just filling in with this picture acting stuff until refrigerators come back.
Oh. Over at Paramount, you're making love to Paulette Goddard and you want to get back to selling refrigerators?
Wrong, eh?
Let me put it another way here. Can you hold hands with a refrigerator?
No, but can Paulette Goddard keep half a dozen bottles of beer cold?
That's right. A guy can get thirsty.
You see what I mean? Now, why don't you work with me after the war? Now, selling refrigerators, like, from door to door, I make the approach at some houses, and you make the approach at others, and can't you see it just sort of walking along, walking along, walking along?
Boy, believe me, the last place I stopped at ain't going to forget me for a long time.
Why?
They got the imprint of my kisser on their door.
Well, I'll take this house. A pretty girl lives here.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll wait now. Before you ring the bell, I want to tuck my shirt in. Okay. Ring her.
Well, how do you do, gentlemen? This is a surprise. Won't you come in?
Thank you, lady.
Not you, the big one.
Well, if I'm not out in a half an hour, Crosby, call my mother.
Now then, make yourself comfortable.
Thank you. I'm here to interest you in something every home should have.
Yes?
When you have it, you won't need to worry about food.
Yes?
It's very, very cold, and it holds a dozen bottles of beer.
I've got a husband. Good day.
How'd you do?
That kid's got a lot of resistance. Look. you try this house. Now, remember, when the door opens, put your foot in it.
Good morning, madame.
Where do you get that madam stuff?
What happened?
As soon as the door opened, I put my foot in it.
Let's try again.
Yeah?
How do you do, sir? Would you like a demonstration of our new super refrigerator with the electric razor attachment?
Look, who wants an electric razor on a refrigerator?
It's for shaved ice.
Not funny and not interested.
Just what do you expect to find in the refrigerator of tomorrow?
Stuff left over from yesterday. That's a good one. Now, look, I got no use for refrigeration. My wife ran away with the Iceman 10 years ago.
Oh, what a tragedy.
Yeah, terrible. He didn't leave no ice that morning in the milk soured. All right, hit the road, you...
All right, across the hall here, huh? Here's our last call for today.
How are you? You all?
Howdy, all you. We'd like to interest you in a refrigerator.
I doesn't need one.
Where do you keep your leftovers?
What are leftovers?
I need a refrigerator. I mean, I can see you need a refrigerator, my friend. Now, for instance, if you go to the store and you bring home a nice ham, the thing to do is to slice it and ice it.
Not me.
What do you do?
Heat it and eat it.
Well, another no-sale day. What are we going to tell the boss this time?
Well, you leave it to me. I'll break it to him musically.
How are you going
to
do this?
Well, I'll just tippy-toe into his office and croon.
We did make a sale once more. As we progress from door to door,
our feet begin to ache, but even so, we didn't sell an item and we got no dough.
Folks say we don't refrigerate.
Why to try to sell them's murder, Jack? We're honestly reiterating
that a sale today is what we like.
Yes, we didn't make a sale today, sir.
Women seem to want the Iceman back.
And can you blame them?
Wishing to want the Iceman back.
Time marches back. 1851, Millard Fillmore is president of these 31 United States. 1851, and in the South, young men are whispering to their fiancées.
Would you do me the honor, Miss Marilyn, of becoming Mrs. Harry L. Krovner, Jr.?
Why, Mr. Harry, this is so sudden. We've only been going steady 16 years.
Forgive me, honey child. Folks have always called me impetuous and headstrong.
Are you really headstrong, Mr. Harry?
Swear to God, I am.
Oh. Well, you know, from the way Father and Mother talk about you, I got the idea you were impetuous, but that you weren't so strong in the head.
You haven't told me yet, Miss Marilyn, if you'll do me the honor of becoming my wife.
I'll have to have time to think it over, Mr. Harry, before I say yes. After all, I'm only 17.
Well, when can we announce our engagement?
When I'm 18.
When can we be married?
When I'm 21.
That's fine. I don't believe in long engagements.
You know, Mr. Harry, ever since I was a little girl, I've been watching you and saying to myself, he's my man.
Yeah.
Why, I can remember when you drank your first julep.
I thought you said you were only 17.
Mr. Harry, please.
I'm sorry.
Just because I practically consented to marry you is no cause to insult me.
A thousand pardons, Miss Marilyn, honey. I'm a cad. Well, I wouldn't want to insult you for the world. I love you, gal.
Really, Mr. Harry?
All I can think of, honey, is just kissing you.
Mr. Harry, please. One more forward remark like that, and I shall have to see that my brother Beauregard horsewhips you.
A thousand pardons, Miss Marilyn, to think it would be me. Just think. It'll be me who will have the honor of supplying all the oil to keep your little casters from squeaking. Mm-hmm.
What casters?
I'm speaking, Miss Marilyn, of them little bitty old wheels you lovely ladies move around on. Forgive me if I've been forward, but I've always longed to see them little wheels you wear under your hoop skirts.
We girls move around exactly the same as you men.
You don't mean to say that you have two...
Mr. Harry!
A pretty song, that.
Ain't it, though, Mr. Harry?
Mm-hmm. That man, Stephen Foster, certainly wrote a pretty song. For a Yankee.
So much, friends, for one of the top tunes in 1851. For more up-to-date data on more up-to-date matter, here's my colleague.
Well, I'd like a word with you ladies who sometimes start getting dinner with your hat on. You know what I mean. You get home late from your job or your war work and rush right out of the kitchen to get dinner cooking. On those days, what luck if you have a package of Kraft dinner in the house. Well, then you can cook a hearty main dish in 7 minutes flat. Really good macaroni and cheese. You see, the Kraft dinner box gives you a special macaroni that cooks fluffy light just in boiling water. Also, plenty of golden Kraft grated, with which you sprinkle cheese flavor through and through that macaroni. Your macaroni and cheese cooks while the coffee is perking. And I know I don't have to elaborate to you on what a help this speedy, point-saving main dish can be these busy days. When you shop, just make sure you get the box that holds both ingredients for quick-made macaroni and cheese. Get the one and only Kraft Dinner.
Up ahead is Bluebird Hill, going my way.
Thus, friends, a little bit of the title song of Barry Fitzgerald's new Paramount picture, Going My Way. I'm sure the soldiers, sailors, Marines, and Coast Guardmen who will be seeing Barry's picture at its fighting front premiere on 65 battlefronts this evening will agree with me that he gives an Academy Award performance. And I'm sure everyone will be glad to hear that the Overseas Motion Picture Division of the Army Pictorial Service is getting the new pictures to our fighting forces even before they're shown here at home. Why don't you dig old KMH next Thursday when we'll all be back with a little added touch of class. I'm speaking of that new Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer star, the mighty Gene Kelly. Until then, hasta la vista.
Alan Maxwell appeared to the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the producers of the White Cliffs of Dover.
Right now, America has an abundance of eggs. What luck that is for all of us. Eggs take no ration points, yet they're a fine protein food that also helps supply minerals and vitamins. We have this abundance at the plentiful season because America's egg producers rallied so well to the wartime call. But what will happen if the eggs are not sold, not used? Laying hens will be killed, and later we'll have a shortage of eggs. So serve eggs now for breakfast or lunch or dinner every day. They're wonderful food. Put eggs on your shopping list tomorrow.
Broadcasting Company.